time to time, we select a youngster who has what we think it takes to become a star. And this time, we present Meg Randall. And I really feel that she's joining a very brilliant company of up-and-coming young actors. Now, in the past, we've predicted stardom for Natalie Wood, Marie Windsor, Barbara Fuller, Nancy Olson, and Bobby Driscoll, as well as a number of others. Those of you who have seen Meg in action in her numerous motion pictures will agree, I believe, that she belongs in this fast company. I've recently seen rushes of the picture she's making now, and in this one I feel she really proves that she has the stuff of which stars are made. So, it's a real pleasure indeed to have as our guest, lovely Meg Randall.
Thank you, Les. You know, I've heard some of the other shows, and I feel very complimented that you've added me to the group.
Well, I know that you're going to justify that selection with your performance, Meg, and I'll be waiting to talk to you after the final curtain.
Well, if you're still smiling at me after the play as nicely as you are now, I'll take a chance and I'll meet you right here.
Well, I'm sure that I will be, Meg. And now, here is our announcer.
Come on in, Henry. Nobody's going to bite you.
Well, maybe not, but they sure are going to bite my wallet.
Well, it's worth it. This man is famous for his photography. You saw what a lovely portrait he did of Hazel.
I guess you're right. Anyone who could make Hazel look like that should be paid a good fee.
I am Mrs. Henry Schaefer. I have an appointment with Michael.
Oh, yes, Mrs. Schaefer. I'm afraid you're quite early.
I know. I just couldn't wait. I wanted to be sure to get my sitting today.
Well, if you'll have a seat, Mrs. Schaefer, Michael will be with you just as soon as he finishes his other sitting.
Thank you. Sit down, Henry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry, dear. I was just looking at these photographs on the wall.
Oh, they're very nice, aren't they, dear?
Look at that one. Aren't those the most beautiful hands you've ever seen?
Yes, they are beautiful hands. They're so cleverly posed, holding that orchid. Who posed for it?
With one of Michael's models.
Models?
Uh-huh. Before he was a portrait photographer, he did commercial photography.
She must have been a beautiful girl.
No, she wasn't. As a matter of fact, she was quite average looking, except for her hands.
Does she still pose for Michael?
No, she modeled quite some time ago.
It can't be easy finding hands like that. How did he happen to find her?
Oh, it's quite a long story. I don't think
you... Oh, please. Tell us about it.
Yes, won't you? Please?
Well, you see, Michael... He was plain Mike Scott in those days. He used to do advertising picture and cover assignments for a picture magazine. He found Jeannie at a convalescent home for polio victims, where he'd gone to take a picture of the handicraft the patients were doing as a part of their therapy. Leather wallets and bookcases, silver jewelry and paintings.
And this little tooled leather coin purse is the work of one of our children, Mr. Scott, a 13-year-old boy. You'd never believe that his entire right arm was paralyzed less than a year ago.
That's amazing, Dr. Thorne. These things are really beautiful.
Oh, that's right. You're interested in these items as art, but I'm interested in them as proof that these people can be helped mentally and physically to grab onto life again.
Yes, I understand. What about this, Doctor? Is this the work of one of your patients, too?
Oh, that. I don't blame you for noticing it. It's not very good, is it?
Well, considering that it was made by a convalescent,
Ah, that's just it. The young lady who made this silver pin had paralysis in her leg only. Her hands were unaffected.
But I thought the idea was to make them use the affected parts of her body.
Ah, but Jeannie's different. She'll always limp, and her shorter leg will always be noticeable. But she's recovered as much as she ever will. She doesn't really belong here at all anymore.
Well, then why doesn't she...
She's alone. Her parents died when their car crashed on the Jefferson Bridge. They found Jeannie trying to jump off that bridge once. She has a terrible complex about her leg. Sits with a blanket wrapped around her, even in the warmest weather.
Can't she go to school, or maybe...
Oh, she's not a child. Jeannie must be about, 22 now.
Huh?
Would you like to meet her?
Yes, Dr. Thorne, I would.
Well, if you'll come this way. She's not a beautiful girl, but she could be quite attractive if she cared about herself. She just sits and reads. When she tires of that, she tries to make things with her hands, but she's not very good at it. Ah, here we are. Try not to look at her leg.
No, of course not.
Hello, Jeannie.
Hello, Dr. Thorne.
I'd like you to meet Mike Scott, Jeannie. He's the photographer who's doing the magazine story I told you about. Mike, this is Jeannie Davis.
Hello, Jeannie.
How do you do, Mr. Scott?
Mr. Scott and I were going to take a walk. Would you like to join us?
No, I don't feel like walking today.
Well, then let me wheel you along. It's too nice a day to stay indoors.
I'd rather not, Doctor. You go ahead.
Well, wouldn't you like to help show me the ground?
No, please, I... Excuse me, please.
But I'd...
Let's go, Mike. I'd like to show you some of the other patients at their work.
All right. Goodbye, Jeannie.
Goodbye.
Won't you shake hands?
Yes. Goodbye.
I hope we'll see more.
Is anything wrong, Mr. Scott?
Give me your other hand.
Please. What is it? Dr. Thorne...
What is it, Scott?
These are the most beautiful hands I've ever seen.
Oh, for a moment I was worried.
But I mean it. They're absolutely perfect.
Yes, yes, they are pretty, aren't they? I hadn't noticed.
Pretty? Why, they're wonderful.
Please. Please let go of
me. But, Jeannie, I want those hands.
What? My hands?
What do you mean, want them?
Every photographer has an ideal in mind, one that he wants to photograph. I've been looking for a perfect pair of hands for years, and now I found them.
Oh, you just want to photograph?
Yes. You will let me, won't you, Jeannie?
No. No, I don't want my hands photographed.
But, Jeannie, you must. They're too beautiful. I've looked too long to let them go now.
I don't want to. Please leave me alone.
I'll pay you.
I don't want your money, and I don't want...
It would be a job, Jeannie.
A job?
Yes, you'll be earning money, and you'll be working.
That's right. I have several accounts that use pictures of hands in their advertising. You know, hand lotions, nail polish, jewelry accounts. I'll get you dozens of jobs.
Oh, I'll be a model, won't I?
That's right, Jeannie.
Would I have to leave the home?
Oh, don't worry about that. I know a girl who's doing some painting in Mexico. I can get her apartment for you.
Do you think I should, Dr. Thorne?
I believe it would be the best thing you could do, Jeannie.
Good. Then it's settled. Start packing.
Right now?
Yes. You're leaving with me as soon as I finish this job.
Now, just arch your finger a bit more for the shot, huh?
Like this?
That's it. Now, don't move, don't. Now, here, let me turn this light a bit. You're not tired, are you?
A little, just a little.
We'll be through as soon as I take this last picture. That's it. Hold it. Good. You can relax now.
Oh, who would have thought that just holding your hands in one position for a few minutes could be so tiring?
Modeling's no easy job.
That's all right. It's a job, and that's all that counts.
That's the way to talk. I'm going to show some of the prints of these accounts I told you about at dinner last night. They'll be wild about you.
But what'll I do till they start to buy something?
Well, your time is your own, Jeannie. That's what's so nice about being a model. Lots of free time, no definite hours to keep.
But I don't want free time. I've had too much free time.
Well, that's right. I'm sorry. I didn't realize that.
Why don't you let me work in your office?
Well,
You haven't a secretary.
No, I've been letting a telephone service take my calls. I'm afraid the books are quite a mess.
Well, let me be your secretary. I know how to type, and I had a little bookkeeping in high school.
I couldn't pay you very much.
Well, the money I get for the modeling will be plenty.
All right, it's a deal. But you're going to have a job on your hands straightening up this office.
I'll love it. Why don't we stay late tonight and start getting things in order?
Well, I'd like to, Jeannie, but I can't.
Have to shoot some pictures?
No, I have a date. Beautiful girl. She's a clothing model.
Oh.
I have to get ready and pick her up. It's a dinner date. You want to lift home?
No. I'll stay and work. I'll walk home.
Okay, but don't work too late. Tomorrow's another day.
Yes, Mike. Tomorrow's another day. Mike, don't you think I should be holding the nail polish this way? And just sort of let the other hand float across, like this.
Yes, that's good. Now, let your fingers touch the bottle lightly, huh? That's it. Mm-hmm. Now, hold it. Oh, that's going to be the best shot yet.
Any more today, Mike?
Well, we have to do a few poses for diamond rings, but let's rest a few minutes first, huh?
That will be a pleasure.
Shall I make some coffee?
I beat you to it. I put some on before we started working. It should be ready now.
You're wonderful. How did I exist before I met you?
I wish you meant that.
I do. You are wonderful. And you're a great help to my work.
Yes, I know. I'll go get the coffee.
Don't you believe me, Jeannie?
Yes, I believe you.
Well, then why... You sure are a funny kid.
Here's your coffee.
Oh, thanks. If anything is troubling you, Jeannie, I wish you'd tell me.
It's really nothing. Let's drink our coffee and get back to work.
All right. That's good.
Are you going out tonight?
Yes. Oh, I have a wonderful date. We're going to see that new musical comedy at the Playhouse.
I hear it's a clever play.
The reviews are good. Hope you get to see it. Well, let's get back to work. We have to get on with our campaign for the most beautiful hands in the world.
Yes, Mike. That's the important thing.
We'll return in just a moment with Act Two of the Movie Town Radio Theater's presentation of Picture These Hands, starring Miss Meg Randall. And now, here is our announcer.
You're an artist, Mike.
Thanks, David. That's what I've been trying to tell you.
But those hands, they're really what make the picture. Who do they belong to?
Oh, one of my models. Ah, take that gleam out of your eyes, David. I've got her under contract.
You would. What beautiful hands. What beautiful hands. They're all such good shots, Mike. I don't know which one to choose.
Take them all.
All right, I will. And keep sending me more. With those hands, I can put on a campaign that'll sell hand lotion to the fuzzy wuzzies of New Zealand. All right, Mike, I'll sign a 5-year contract to use your photography exclusively. But I want a clause put into it that says you have to use those hands in every picture.
Fair enough, David. For the past 2 weeks, Joni, your hands have been on billboards across the whole country and magazines all over the world. People are going to use gallons of hand lotion because of you. And jewelers will become millionaires, nail polish manufacturers...
Why, please stop.
Why, what's the matter, honey?
Do you know that this is the first time in weeks we've had dinner together? Not that we've had any peace. The phone's been ringing all evening. You didn't have to leave word everywhere that you'd be at my apartment.
Well, when those guys want you, you got to be there. Oh, Jeannie, I know we've been working hard, but we're building a couple of wonderful careers, you and I.
But, Mike...
I know. We haven't had a minute's rest. I hardly get a chance to date a girl anymore. When I do, all I can think about are your hands.
What about me?
What do you mean?
Do you ever think of me?
Constantly, Jeannie. You and those out-of-this-world hands have changed my whole life.
Then maybe you'll be glad to know that they won't be interrupting your life anymore.
Won't be...
I'm going away, Mike.
Going away? Well, in heaven's name, why? Where?
I don't want to model my hands anymore. I'm tired of my hands. I think I hate them.
Jeannie, what are you saying?
Mike, look at me.
I am.
No, not at my hands. Look at me. I'm a woman. I'm not just a pair of hands.
Of course you're a woman, Jeannie, and a very pretty one.
I'm not pretty, but I'm not ugly either.
You're pretty. Photographers should know, honey.
You never noticed it before.
Oh, of course I've noticed it. I've just been so busy working, I haven't been able to tell you. But someday you're going to meet a man who will really appreciate what a wonderful person you are.
Someday?
Yes. And you're going to be happy with him, and you'll...
Oh, Mike.
Why are you crying, honey?
Can't you see that... Oh, never mind.
No, don't stop now. Finish what you were saying.
That's the phone.
Well, let it ring.
It might be something important. Hello? Yes. He's here. One moment, please.
For me?
Yes. It's a woman.
I'll be right back. Hello? Oh. No, I didn't forget. Well, it just took a little longer than I expected. No, I'll be right there. Here, wait for me. Yeah, right away. Goodbye. I'm sorry.
You have a date for tonight?
Yes, I didn't realize that we're going to have this discussion.
Do you have to leave right away?
Well, she's waiting for me. I'm sorry, Jeannie.
That's all right, I guess.
You will stay with me. You're not going to quit.
I don't know.
Well, don't do anything until we have a chance to talk again. Promise me that.
When will we have a chance to talk again?
Soon. Soon, I promise.
All right, Mike. I'll stay until we can talk it over. Mike, I appreciate you taking all this time away from your work to solve my personal problems, but there just isn't any solution.
Now, why do you keep saying that? There isn't any reason why you can't have a normal, happy life.
There's a very good reason. My leg.
Your leg? What... Jeannie, how foolish. Why, I forgot there was anything wrong with your leg about 2 minutes after I met you.
Really, Mike?
Of course, honey. Why would anyone want to think about that with those beautiful hands to look at and such a sweet and charming woman to be with?
Then you don't think that my deformity will stand in my way when I fall in love? I mean, it won't make a man turn away from me?
Jeannie, I never realized you felt so badly about it. Of course, you can have any man you wanted, but it wouldn't even occur to him that you... Look, Jeannie, the trouble is that you haven't given yourself a chance. You haven't let men meet you. Now, let me introduce you to some of these people who've been begging to meet the girl behind the world's most beautiful hands.
But maybe I'm not interested in those men.
How do you know you're not? You haven't even seen any of them. Now, look, I'm going out now, but tomorrow I'm going to bring a fellow down to the office who's been asking for an introduction since I met him.
You're going out?
Yes, I have a date. Sorry I can't drive you home. I'm late already. You don't mind taking a cab, do you?
No, I don't mind.
Don't work too late.
Oh, Mike. Why can't I just come out and say, Mike Scott, I love you. What are you going to do about it? Then what if he says, I don't love you? Oh, I don't know. Maybe I should try to meet other people, other men. Maybe if I gave myself a chance, Mike's probably right. Other people are deformed and others have afflictions. They aren't all unhappy and lonely. And I can't just throw myself at Mike if he doesn't want me.
Hello. This is Michael Scott's office, isn't it?
Yes, but Mr. Scott isn't in just now.
Oh, well, do you expect him back this evening?
No, I'm sorry. He won't be in until morning. Is there anything I can do for you?
Well, yes, you might take a message. You see, I was supposed to... Wait a minute, let me see your hands. Why, you're his model.
Yes, I am.
Why, Mike doesn't even come close to doing these hands justice.
Thank you.
You know, I've been trying to make Mike introduce us for weeks.
Well, now that we've met, I'm Jeannie Davis.
And I'm David Harris.
Oh, yes. The Harris Hand Lotion Corporation.
That's right. But to you, I'm just Dave.
All right, Dave.
Now I see why Mike has kept you all to himself. I would, too. He's a lucky guy.
But Mike doesn't have me all to himself. I just work here, that's all.
You mean you're not his girl?
Of course not.
Oh, that stupid fool. Jeannie, I don't know what your plans were for tonight, but they've just been changed. You and I are going out.
All right. Just a moment till I get my coat and I'll put on some fresh lipstick.
Okay, but hurry. I waited much too long to meet you. You and I can't take much longer.
Just a second. See? I'm a woman of my word. Already.
Jeannie, I'm afraid we'll have to make it a quick supper somewhere, if you don't mind.
But I thought...
I just remembered some other calls I have to make tonight.
Oh, I see.
Can I help you with your coat?
Thank you.
Oh, watch out for this step.
Here. I'll work.
Want to hold on to my arm?
No. I'm all right.
Can I help you into the car, Jeannie?
I can get in.
Comfortable?
Yes. But I've suddenly developed a headache. Would you please take me home?
You sure you want to go home?
Yes, please.
All right, if you insist.
So you see, Mike, you were wrong. It does make a difference, my being lame. And it probably makes a difference to you, too, even if you don't realize it. I can't be happy anymore, Mike. You've put me in a position where any other woman would be living on top. But I still have to sit back and let the others do the real living. Please don't feel sorry for me. I can never be happy now. If I go back home, I'll keep remembering when I was almost alive. But I can't stay on and work by your side every day. Oh, please, Mike. Don't feel sad or don't feel that it's your fault. Be happy and have a rich, wonderful life. I love you. Jeannie. I'll just keep walking a bit longer until it's very dark. I don't want to leave. Not just lit yet. All those billboards with my hands on them. Slick nail polish. Silky face tissue. Harris hand lotion. I should have stayed in the convalescent home. It wasn't living. And yet it was enough. There's another one. The ring of your dreams from the man of your dreams. And then my finger that never really had an engagement ring. Why did I meet him? I never would have known love at all. Oh, my. Well, why prolong it? A few minutes more aren't going to bring me happiness. Go on. Get it over with now, quickly. Wait. Wait till the policeman is off the bridge till he can't see me. Now. Now.
Ginny! Ginny! Ginny, wait, stop.
Let go of me. Keep away from
me. Listen, listen to me. Oh, Ginny, Ginny.
Why did you stop me? Why?
Oh, Ginny, baby, I couldn't see past my nose. Thank God I found your letter in time. It took this jolt to make me realize that I love you, Ginny.
How did you find
me? I remember the doctor telling me about you and this bridge. Oh, Ginny, how could you? You should have known I love you.
You love me? You really do?
Yes, Ginny. I love you. I love you so much.
Oh, Mike. Mike, darling.
And he seized her?
Yes.
And he really did love her?
He really did love her. I think Michael is ready for you now. I'll see. Excuse me a minute, please.
That girl, the secretary, she must be Jeannie.
Of course. Just like a man, you listened to her tell that whole story and you never once looked at her hand.
I was too busy looking at her face. It's such a beautiful face.
And the curtain falls on Act Two, the Movie Town Radio Theater's presentation of Picture These Hands, starring Miss Meg Randall, who returns in just a moment. And here's our star, Meg Randall. Meg, I'm still smiling. You gave a fine performance of a difficult role.
Well, I'm very happy you thought so, lad.
You know, in talking to you before the show, I was surprised to learn that you've been around Hollywood for quite a little while. I thought Crisscross was your first picture.
It was. But I came out here in 1945 on a contract to MGM. Mm-hmm. I was tested for the role of the mother and the yearling, but they decided I was too young. So I stayed there 2 years anyway. But I'm always too young or too old or too something for every role I was suggested for.
Well, I know. I've heard of many cases like that, Meg. It's really discouraging.
It certainly is. And a year at 20th Century Fox under the same conditions didn't help anyway.
I can imagine.
And at last I was signed by Universal International and I went to work. I like working with.
Well, it shows in your pictures, Meg. I hope you keep making many of them, and I hope that both you and the pictures are big successes. I've gone out on a limb predicting stardom for people who haven't quite hit the top of the marquee yet, but I sincerely feel that every one of you will make good. I have a great deal of confidence in your future, Meg.
Well, now I have an extra incentive left. I wouldn't want to ruin your reputation as a stargazer.
Well, thank you very much.
I can't tell you how much I've enjoyed working with you, Les, and with Whitfield Connor, who played Mike, and with the rest of the cast. And I thank you very much, and goodbye.
Thank you, and goodbye, Meg Randall. In the cast, you heard our star, Meg Randall, as Jeannie, Whitfield Connor as Mike, Herbert Rawlinson as Dr. Thorne, Bertha Carlisle as Mrs. Schaefer, Frank Cady as Mr. Schaefer, and George Neese as David. Music was composed and conducted by Del Castillo. Picture These Hands was written especially for us by Hindy Brooks, edited by Bud Lesser, produced and directed by yours truly, Les Mitchell.